Let's stand. We're going to read out of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. It's titled, The Race of Faith. Is there anybody here that has faith today? Yes. All right. Beginning at verse 1, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come into your word today, I pray that we would not be weary and discouraged in our souls. That we would take hold of what Jesus has done for us today and we could run this race to win, Father. That, Lord, that you would encourage each one of us, Lord, that you'd open up our hearts today to receive the word of God. And, Father, that we'd be transformed by the hearing of the word. And we'd leave this place today, Lord, doing better because of being in your presence. We thank you for this time in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Have you ever helped someone and then they wanted to succeed because you helped them? You know, I heard about this little boy. Very gifted physically. Didn't do real good in his schoolwork, but he could do flips and cartwheels. He could do a cartwheel and flips on a beam, you know, just as a little kid. You know, and but his schoolwork lacked. He always just kind of been suffering in his schoolwork. And one day his parents decided, well, let's take him to a gymnastics class. And so they took him to a beginner's gymnastics class, and they put him in there. And in his first day in that class, he did so well, they said, he doesn't belong in this class. He belongs in the advanced class. Now, he's just, you know, 9 years old, self-taught, but really gifted. And so the advanced class cost a lot of money, though. So the parents didn't know what to do because it cost so much money. But somebody that was, you know, that knows this kid, was watching this kid and knows about him and how gifted he really is physically, said, you know what, I'm going to pay for that guy to go because I believe in him. I believe that he could really do something with a career in gymnastics. Maybe someday get a scholarship, maybe be in the Olympics because he's really gifted. And so that person said, I'm going to pay for him to go. And he told the little guy, I believe in you. So the little guy, you know, he's like, wow, he believes in me. So he told his mom, he said, I don't want to eat a lot of candy anymore. I only want one piece. You know, I don't want to have a little tummy here. I'm going to lose it. I want to get in good shape. You know, I'm going to get good grades. I'm going to try my best, you know, because he believes in me, so I want to do the best that I can. And on his last spelling test, he got 100%, and he got the 4 bonus points correct. So he's really trying, really excelling and doing great because he doesn't want to let his supporter who's watching him down. Well, in the same way, we have been surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses that are watching and believe in us that we can get the job done well. Can I hear an amen? You know, they have paved the way for us to have the things necessary for us to make it. I mean, just the men of God that translated the Bible into English and printed the Bible. These men were tortured. These men were persecuted. These men were burned at the stake because they paved the way for us to have such a wonderful thing, the Word of God. They made a way for us. So in chapter 11 of Hebrews, you see these witnesses. You see Abraham. You know, you just see all these guys. And David. And these men of faith that did great things for God. And they're up there right now and they're rooting for us. You know, yesterday we did a homecoming for Diana Borders. And she went to be with the Lord. And what a great service we had yesterday. You know, 40 to 50 people made a commitment to Jesus yesterday here during her service. Yeah, amen, amen. Even while she's there, she's still affecting lives. And even while we're here, the people that have gone before us are up there cheering us on because they know what it's like to be in the presence of God, and they're going, come on, you can do this. You can do this. We've had people who have given their lives, like I said, for the Word. We have people that have given their lives here in America so that we could have freedom. You know, when you don't have the freedom, then you understand what it really means. You know, because when Delonda and I lived in China for a year in 2007, and not having that freedom there, you know, it's a little different. It's a little crazy, you know. You sneak around and you do things, and you're always watching your back to make sure nobody's following you, to go where you want to go, you know, to go and talk to people. It's just really weird. I mean, there'd be times where Delonda and I would be out, and I'd say, you know what, we need to go home. And she says, why? I said, I've seen that guy 3 times. Let's just go home. We just go home. Because you could feel that somebody was